Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
While traveling along the roads of North Mississippi, be sure to spot the Oil Drop logo for your next stop. All D's Oil locations are locally owned and operated. D's Oil, where there's quality in every tank.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
In the words of my colleague Bob Getty, it's another Eagle Hour week. Let's go! On these last couple of days before we turn the calendar over to 2025, from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, I'm Kelly Sander, along with Dima Mixon, who has returned with some bling on his fourth finger of his left hand. Things that make you go, We'll talk with him about that a little bit later on in the show. Jeremy Graves pushing all the buttons today as our producer engineer. Joining us in just a moment will be Coach Brandon Lacey, who was a three-year defensive line coach at Southern Miss, now at Western Michigan in K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O, Ocalamazoo, Michigan. But this segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Look, it's not too late, but you're going to have to hustle for your New Year's Eve plans if you want to have a few guests over or have a lot of guests over. Dickie's Barbecue Pit can take care of all that catering for you. Big supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, and another sponsor on this show who has renewed for 2025. We're glad that they have. Again, Brandon Lacey joins us. His Western Michigan team played in a bowl in Montgomery earlier this season and almost pulled out a win against South Alabama, a Sun Belt team. But he joins us now on the phone from, I guess, are you in Oklahoma, Coach, still?
I am in Oklahoma still, packing up as we speak.
Well, I would, anytime I was in Oklahoma as an Iowa State grad, I would pack up the first chance I got to get out of there. But thanks for coming on the show today. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about, you know, at the end of the third season under Will Hall's tenure. And again, I want to tell everybody, we're not throwing anybody under the bus. We're just talking life, okay? Third year at Southern Miss, your defensive line numbers were pretty good statistically, but yet a change took place where you were let go. Mark Kreiner, linebackers coach, was let go, and I think the bottom line here is that there's politics in everything, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just, it goes kind of along with the territory. How did it all come down, Coach Lacey, and how were you informed that a change was going to take place?
I was informed the Sunday after the last game, in this coaching profession, you can always feel when change is going to come or change is coming, just because of the fact that obviously when you have a team like we did in 23 that coming off of the 22 season, you know, won 7 games, went to a bowl game, had a lot of guys returning, obviously had big goals and aspirations for the 23 season, and then you don't achieve that. So you got to examine the totality of the program as a whole. At the time, Coach Hall felt that he needed to make a change on defense. So he hired a new defense coordinator, let the defense coordinator go, which was Dan O'Brien, and then let two of the assistants go, being me and Mark Kreiner. I don't think it was anything personal. Our exit interview was very cordial. It wasn't anything where it was a lack of performance. It just felt like he needed a change. And sometimes that's what it is in this profession. Sometimes you think you need a change in voice or a change in leadership to get the result that you wanted. And at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of the business that we're in. Like I said, it wasn't anything where it was sour grapes or anything. I think that sometimes when you bring in a new defense coordinator, they want to bring their guys too. And I know that the gentleman that came in and took the spot, one of the guys he brought with him from the current staff that he was on was his D-line coach. So sometimes that's a hard conversation to where, hey, if I'm going to take this job, I got to be able to bring this guy with me. And that's sometimes where you as an assistant fall, because you know you can be a good assistant, but sometimes they don't reposition you. That's just where you know they make a swap out. So no ill feelings at all. Understood why. I still have communicated with Coach Hall and wished him well, even when he was let go there. I, you know, sent him a text message that morning, say, Coach, I'm sorry that we, you know, that you got let go and that we didn't win enough games for him. Because at the end of the day, he still hired me to come there and win games at Southern Miss.
Well, things happen for a reason. We've been told that by older people who are much wiser than we are. And certainly, you landed on your feet, which to no surprise. So when you look back on it, things do happen for a reason, and you turned out okay.
Yeah, I did. I you know, first of all, you know, give all the glory and the blessings to the man above God, because without him, I wouldn't have landed on the job I did, and especially the circumstances that they came under, because you know it wasn't one that I knew about, wasn't one that I had even heard about. It was actually through a friend that whispered that, hey, this might be happening, and it just so happened I caught it on the front end, and then, you know, got to go through the interview process and did. Landed at a great place in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which I'd never been to Michigan. So I've already got a lot more snow than I have the last 10 years, which is great. You won't hear me complain about that. But landed in a good position with a good coach, and we still happen to have a good season and still got room to grow. So, you know, I'm building on that.
And Miss Jessica trying to figure out how to spend the bowl bonus, no doubt.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, I don't get it. As I was saying earlier, you know, my kids are aware of the bowl bonus, because that just means that, oh, that means I get a Christmas present extra. Me, it just means that, okay, you know, it goes into the old bank account, and, you know, we'll hopefully I'll see it at some point in time.
I don't have any tolerance for the snow, but I'll bet the kids love it.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. They snow boots. We're full northern exposure now. Snow boots. We got rollerblades to learn how to ice skate. When it gets, you know, for the hockey teams up there now, they've been to hockey games because Western Michigan's got a hockey team that's pretty good. So all of a sudden we're full Michiganese, I guess that's what you would call it.
Coach, what was one of the biggest differences you saw between Western Michigan and Southern Miss? I mean, obviously besides the weather.
you know, I've said this to a lot of people. The biggest difference we had is our quarterback play was really, really good this year at Western Michigan. And it's no shot at anybody on our staff when I was at Southern Miss. We just never could seem to get the guy consistently enough to put us in games to either win them or be in them or not lose them, I guess. And, you know, I attribute it to this. You know, this year at Western Michigan, we weren't great on defense. We played some good games. But our quarterback played well enough to keep us in games and to win us some games. And I joked with our guys at Western Michigan. I said, if we had had Hayden Wolf at Southern Miss, we probably would have won two conference championships. We for sure would have won one in 2022. I said, and we would have probably been in the hunt for one in 2023, just because he had played, and he was a fifth-year senior that had played in a system for 2 or 3 years. And more than anything in college football nowadays, if you have a quarterback that can take care of the football, not turn it over, manage a game, and you put the athletes around them, you should win 6 or 7 games. And that was the one thing we never got that one position solidified. And it just is. I mean, you know, nobody thought in 21 that Ty Keyes would get hurt. Then nobody thought in 22 that Zach Wilkie and then Ty Keyes again, and then going all the way back to Trey Lowe, that we'd have to revert back to using Frank Gore. In 23, we thought the young man we brought in from Clemson was going to be the answer, and he did his part. And some of that, I'll take it on this too, we didn't do our part defensively as well in 23. There were some games that I wish we could have back. You know, ones that come to mind is Arkansas State and App State. You know, those are games that we should have won. And defensively, we allowed 40-plus points, you know. So you look at that. You look at the ODU game at home that we played really well on defense and then didn't score enough on offense. You got to have them both go hand in hand. But I would say that was the biggest difference for us here at Western Michigan was our quarterback play was pretty consistent. And when he played at a decent level, we either won games or were in games. And when he didn't, we didn't play very well. And that took place about 3 or 4 games where he didn't play very well. And we as a totality of the program didn't do very well.
Well, Coach Brandon Lacy, I know the Sun Belt and Commissioner Keith Gill pride themselves on being the best of the rest, so to speak. But as evidenced by your Broncos battle against South Alabama, you've been able to coach now in the Sun Belt and the MAC. Generally speaking, how would you compare the competitive level for both of the conferences? Generally speaking, of course.
Yeah, I would say that they're very comparable. We actually played two teams. So I know Coach Huff just took the job at Southern Miss. We actually played Marshall game. What was it? Game four this year, and I think we lost 27-20. We had the ball with 10 seconds left, and actually threw a pick in the red zone to seal it. Actually, we lost 26-20, and so. You know, playing two Sun Belt teams, you know, we played them both close. We should have won them, and we didn't. And, you know, the biggest difference would be, I would say, is I felt like we were really good up front on both sides of the ball. Okay. I felt like we were able to stop them from running it. We were able to run the ball a lot. I would say the two biggest differences were in the two games is that we gave up two touchdowns in both games that were big shot in the receivers.
All right, Coach, hang on to that thought. We're going to talk a little bit more with Brandon Lacy on the other side of the break, former Southern Miss defensive line coach. Now at Western Michigan, the Eagle Hour continues in just a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Still to come on this installment of the Eagle Hour, William Carey, men's basketball coach Steve Knight, a Southern Miss graduate, Southern Miss Hall of Famer, just about everywhere. He's going to join us. His Crusaders taking on the Golden Eagles in men's basketball tonight at the Greenhouse. It'll be the final game that Southern Miss will have before entering conference play now for the rest of the season. That is still to come. Plus, Dima Mixon will have news and notes, and he's the headliner, I think, in news and notes today. But this segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Campus Bookmart, the bright yellow building across from the main entrance on campus. The only way you'd miss it is if you were colorblind or blind altogether, because it is a bright building, and baseball apparel will be arriving soon. So if you see a line out the door, that's probably
what only everybody wants to buy something for and gets hoping for. We don't have the calendar next to the radio studio where Bob takes off the days until
the paper, his paper chain. He's spending time with the grandkids and enjoying family. He'll be back on Thursday. Programming note, no show on Wednesday. We'll run a best of program on New Year's Day. But in the meantime, we continue our discussion with former defensive line coach Brandon Lacy, now with the Western Michigan Broncos. The Broncos had a battle with the South Al Jags earlier in Montgomery. A good season for Western Michigan. They now make their home in Kalamazoo, although visiting in Oklahoma over the holidays. Coach Lacy, I want to talk a little bit about the hiring of Charles Huff, not specifically about the hiring, but rather the process. It seems to me, in going back over this, and Dima, you covered it quite a bit, and I did research on my end, it seems like everything begins and ends with agents, coaches' agents. When did all this start? Why can't somebody just call a coach on their own without having to go through all these middle people?
Well, I think the first thing that you got to attribute it to is that, you know, a lot of athletic directors, they may not have agents, but agents have numbers to athletic directors. And so what has happened is that in order to get with either these search firms or these athletic directors, coaches that are trying to either get coordinator jobs or trying to get head jobs, have had to hire agents so that way they have somebody to, one, speak on their behalf on the inside tracks, but also so they have somebody to basically do recruiting for them while they're doing their job. Because at the time, you know, you think about it, as a coach, you're not really – you as a coach, your feet are where your feet are. I mean, by you're coaching the best that you can to win football games where you're at. You're not worried about other endeavors. That's why you hire somebody like that, is to basically look out there and see if there's anything out there for you that would either better your position as a coach or better your position as a family and a husband.
And it seems like to me that part of the agent's job is just simply – whether you would be a legitimate candidate or not at XYZ University is just to get your name out there to make it perceived that you are a hot commodity. Yes,
there's a lot of that that goes on with some agents. Some agents are more aggressive than others. Some are ones that their sole thing is to do is, let me see how much I can get you, you know, in front of the people. And even if that's, you know, releasing news, leaking news, or giving not so much false information, but giving a lot of information out there to people so that way they can be the mouth for you. You know, they're supposed to be the spokesperson when you're not going to be the spokesperson for yourself.
And the reason I mention that, and I'm going to just use Brandon Marion as an example, the former offensive coordinator at UNLV. He did become the head coach at Sacramento State, which may not be where he have wanted to land, but it is a head coaching position. And I'm not sure, Demon, when the smoke finally clears on the hiring of Charles Huff, that Brandon Marion was ever a serious candidate at Southern Miss.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think he was originally just the name that was first out there, and sometimes people just grasp onto that. I really think that they really thought Charles Huff was their guy the whole time, and that's what we really understood from Jeremy McClain when we talked to him, especially in depth with Charles Huff next to them, that he said pretty early on they had an idea that this could happen. Now, as I said on this show and multiple times, you know, I think that it was a very risky gamble because, you know, there's a chance that if Marshall comes out and says, hey, we're extending you whatever for however money, because if you look at the actual contract that Charles Huff, and I'm sure you all covered the contract extensively in my absence, but, I mean, he's not taking a significant pay raise here. He's actually kind of taking a cut by how much they're paying the new Marshall head coach. So it is interesting how it all transpired, but I don't think Brandon Marion was ever really a serious candidate. I think he was maybe on the list, but I don't think he was a serious candidate. And that's something I might throw out to our guest here and say, you know, when you are an assistant coach looking for a new job, you know, I'm sure with all of the college universities out there that are looking for jobs every which way, it's probably very hard to find somewhere if you don't have an agent helping you out and looking for ways that you could potentially be plugged in. And a lot of it's about connections.
Yeah, that would be, I wouldn't disagree with that. A lot of it is about connections. You know, just like I said, the higher up you go, the more an agent is probably needed for, because the first thing that if a university goes to a search firm, okay, if a search firm is involved in it, you want to have an agent, because the agents usually know how to speak and get your stuff in front of the search firm. At that point in time, the search firm goes with people that was where it becomes like word association, because they have friends and they go, okay, hey, who's some guys out there that we can pull in there that are candidates? You know, speculation always runs awry when any coaching position, especially head coaching position, is open. And there's, you never know what the exact science is on what people are looking for. You know, I know you guys brought up Coach Marion. Was he a candidate or not? I'm sure that at some point in time he was, because of the fact that your name doesn't come up that much. That goes with the theory of where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. It just so happened that the number one guy that maybe Coach or Mr. McClain wanted was wanted them just as much as he wanted to be at Southern Miss, and they made it work.
Brandon Lacy, Coach Brandon Lacy, as we look back on the hiring of Charles Huff, just as an outsider looking in, and again, this is not an indictment on any one university or decision maker, but again, as an outsider looking in, I just kind of scratched my head at what Marshall could have been thinking here. Obviously, we'll never know, but that relationship must have been well fractured beyond repair for something like this to happen. Does that make sense, just looking in from the outside?
It's hard to say just because of the fact that I don't know I'm not obviously privy to the conversations that Coach Huff and their administration had. Maybe they had an understanding. Maybe even with the season that they had, there was something along the lines of, hey, look, we do enjoy you, but like maybe there were some stipulations that Coach Huff wanted that the administration wasn't willing to go with. Maybe there were some things that the administration wanted that Coach Huff wouldn't want to go with. You know, I've actually been a part of a staff where we won and the head coach left for another job, and it wasn't even a head coaching job. It was a coordinator job because he wanted something from the administration. The administration wouldn't give it to him. Yeah. Those happen. It happens more times than not. It usually doesn't happen at the head coaching level, but it does happen quite a bit where sometimes the goals of the head coach and the goals of the administration don't line up after, even though a couple of years where you've worked together and you've had success. So, you know, I don't know if it was what the look would be in terms of for Marshall, but again, I think both parties kind of came out on a good end. Coach Huff got somewhere where he's got a new start, like you said, got a slight raise from where he's making, and then Marshall seems like they got the guy that they wanted at the end of the day.
And to use a basketball term, I think you agree with most people, and if you don't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, obviously, but the hiring of Charles Huff, a slam dunk for Southern Miss.
Yeah, I think it is. You get a coach that's won in this conference, that just won a conference championship. I mean, if you can get a coach that just won a conference championship and get him to jump ship to come to your place, I mean, that's a win-win, and he's won there. I want to say, I believe they went to 4 out of 5 bowl games out of the years he was there. So, you know, I think Southern Miss right now would take going to a bowl game 4 out of 5 years.
Could you have ever thought, though, Coach Lacy, just based on the resume, when people talk about the Will Hall years, you know, I think sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but the biggest shock to me that I still can't wrap my head around was just what a colossal failure it was. And I don't even know what question I want to ask, but do you feel kind of that same way? How could it have gone so wrong when there was nothing leading up? I still say it was a great hire.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't work out.
Yeah. I would say this, I'm going to put it like this. There's the fan way of saying that it's a colossal failure, and then there's the you look at all the things that Will did. And that's the thing I would say is that don't just take the wins and losses, because that's what obviously we're judged on.
Right.
But you look at the way that he dealt with kids getting baptized, community service,
gotcha,
graduation rate.
Yeah.
Some of the things that don't show up on the field, Will Hall did a great job there. We did not win enough games.
Yeah.
But he did not ruin a program either.
Fair enough. Brandon Lacy, we wish you continued success in Kalamazoo. Try to stay warm this winter. And again, love to Jessica and the kids, and we will talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, Coach Brandon Lacy now in Kalamazoo. When we come back, Coach Steve Knight is in Hattiesburg. His William Carey Crusaders getting ready to play the Eagles tonight in basketball. We'll preview it next.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This third segment brought to you by our friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill. That's where all Golden Eagle and Crusader fans that want to get together tonight and pregame, they'll be at 4th Street prior to the tip-off of the men's game tonight at 7 o'clock, where William Carey will play Southern Miss. 4th Street, there's always a game of darts going on. great place to shoot pool, and there aren't many places to shoot pool anymore. And they're always open during the holidays, too, at different times, too. So check them out, 4th Street Bar and Grill, if you haven't already. Joining us now is Coach Steve Knight, the William Carey Crusaders head coach. They are 11-4 going into this game tonight, taking on a Southern Miss team that has struggled. They've held serve, you know, at home by and large, but have struggled a little bit. And, Coach, you've got one of, as we welcome you, you've got one of the better squads you've had in a while. How do you see this one tonight?
Yeah, we've got a nice squad. Thank you for letting me be on today. You know, our whole deal as a team this year is we're very guard-oriented. So when we're making shots, we can be pretty good. And when we don't, that's when we struggle. So our four losses were games where we shot in the low 30% from three-point line and down. Some games it was in the 20s, but total field goal percentage was, you know, in the low 30s. So, you know, we're just that kind of team. We like to get up and down the floor and put some shots up, and hopefully a lot of them go in.
Now, Southern Miss has not shown any prowess with any big guys inside. They've had some injury issues between the 2 7-footers. So how do you plan to – well, not giving away the game plan, but different ways to skin a cat, different ways to win a basketball game. How do you see this one breaking down tonight offensively and defensively?
Well, first of all, you know, I've always played small throughout my coaching career. I think it can be a big advantage. You just look at the Golden State Warriors when they had the squad, you know, it's just hard on matchups. But I think with them being a little bit smaller this year, we do match up better across the board than we have in the past. And, you know, I think the game, this is a game where I think Southern Miss is going to try to get out and score a lot of points and get up and down the floor because, you know, you look at our film and they're going to have plenty of opportunities because it normally doesn't take us very long to get shot up, which is the way we play. I like playing that way. I like getting up down the floor. I like shooting threes off the break. But we all know that we have to be able to, once we get slowed down, we have to be able to execute in a half-court set. And I think that's where their aggressive defense has always given us problems. Physicality on the D1 level, you know, bigger, stronger bodies and athleticism is something we face on and off, but not every single game. So we're going to have to execute extremely well once we get slowed down in our break.
Coach, it is interesting to me, you know, this series has been going back for several years now, and this is kind of a late time to play William Carey Southern Miss. Normally it'd be at the beginning of the season, but now, you know, a day before New Year's Eve or whatever, just seems like to me that it almost works out better for both squads that you kind of get to feel yourself what works, what doesn't. And especially for, you know, your team to be able to work out the kinks instead of coming to play Southern Miss on, you know, in the first game or whatever. This is your 16th game now.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. And it is a good spot for us in particular because we have a conference game on January 4th and we've been off since the 19th. So it gives us a game and really a non-counter where we can get out, come back and practice, and not get too bad out of shape over the Christmas break. We've only had the guys back since the 27th that night. So we practiced the 28th, 29th, and then, you know, shoot around. We just completed that today. So, you know, it's really good. What happened was we were scheduled on November the 4th, which is the opening date for D1, any D1s to be able to play. And then Southern Miss got the word that they needed to play one of those challenge games that day. I think maybe they played Bowling Green, is that
yes,
right?
Right.
On that day. And so we had to search for dates. And, you know, for us, November is just – it's just packed the rest of November. And then early December we had some – conference games and that sort of thing. So this is the date that we were able to work it out. And both of us, you know, haven't played, and we haven't played, like I said, in a while. I think Southern Miss last game was Marshall, so I think it's a good time.
What do you see from your squad as from a defensive standpoint on the ball? I know you said you like to you play small offensively, but defensively, how does that kind of correlate to the defense?
Yeah, we do a lot of switching.
Okay,
we've got guys who can guard, you know, one through four, and may not do that as much tonight because, you know, their four man's pretty good in Denaje, so
yeah,
we may have to leave a big on him. But that's typically the way we play, and to be honest with you, a lot of teams do that.
Okay,
it's really makes it difficult for teams to run their half court set, and you know, be able to get into some continuity and turn it over, and some things just don't work when everything's being switched. So what it does, it makes teams shoot over the top a lot, and you know, it's whether they're making threes or not. We're you know, we've been known to play some half court trap and some 1-3-1 and some full court pressure, man and zone, and just mix it up. I think we've done that. I got that little half court trap from MK Turk back in the years, those cross arms.
Yes.
And it's been good. It's been good for us through the years. We really like it. You know, our point guard's 6'5", so he's got some length up top, and you know, can make it difficult to make passes over the top. You know, we get in good trap situations, so you know, expect us to try to mix it up. You know, one thing that people don't understand with us, we don't play a lot of games where there's all the media timeouts. We have two media timeouts per half instead of four, so it's really hard to get in a rhythm. And normally I like to play a lot of guys and try to wear the other team down, and it's just really difficult to do that when you spend you know, a fourth or maybe even a third of a half on the bench talking to them.
Well, amen. Keep preaching, brother, because as a fan, Coach Knight, I don't like all those media timeouts. I came to see a basketball game,
right?
You know,
right. Yeah, basketball seems like it's gotten so slow now.
Yeah,
you know, it used to
because
be so
that
fast, especially when you watch it on TV.
It's a,
you know,
stinking,
you get to watch
TV,
like,
people.
3 minutes of the game and then you're on the bench.
Continue.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And you know, it really hurts us. It hurts us as far as any team that likes to play a lot of guys, and you've got good depth. You know, we've got nine guys. We've had some injuries and that sort of thing. So we've got nine who play. We just rotate them in and out, and you know, we just try to press and wear people out, and it's just really hard to do when you're sitting so long.
William Carey, Coach Steve Knight is with us. His Crusaders will play the Golden Eagles tonight at 7 o'clock at the Greenhouse. Continuing our discussion in just a moment, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. Visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Coach Knight, this series, as Dima mentioned, goes back some years. What does this series between Southern Miss and William Carey mean to you? And furthermore, what does it mean to this city? Because as long as you've played Southern Miss, you've been the coach.
That's right. That's right. You know, it was a great idea. It all started back when Richard Giannini was AD, James Green was the head coach, and we finally decided for years, you know, we had great teams, and everybody would say, hey, y'all can beat Southern Miss. Y'all can play with Southern Miss. Why don't y'all ever play? We finally got together and did it, and, you know, it's been great. You know, any basketball-loving fan, I think, should come out and watch this game. It's just two local teams, you know, good basketball programs, and see some good basketball. We've got a lot of local kids on our team. You know, we've got a starter from Oak Grove, a starter from Parks County AHS, a starter from Hattiesburg High, and several others that are local. So, you know, I know they want to come over here and play well. You know, this is their shot once a year to play against Southern Miss. So, and it's just an opportunity to come out and see some good, exciting basketball. And, you know, we hope we can hang in there. You know, we make shots, we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, I want you to set the record straight on something. True or false, you were the guy that ran Doc Sadler out of town because you because you guys kept beating Doc Sadler's teams.
It was part of it, probably. Yeah. Our last team that came over here ended up going to the NAIA Final Four, so we were a pretty good squad. And you know, we looked up at one time, we were up 25 points first half, and we're, you know, from that point on, you know, you really expect to win, and they made a great run. And they weren't a bad team either that year. That's when they had played small, and they just had a bad night. So,
well,
yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get out here and see a lot of local folks, and I invite them all out to come see a ball game tonight.
7 o'clock at the tip-off tonight at Reed Green Coliseum. The William Carey Crusaders, 11-4, go up against the Golden Eagles. When we come back, thanks, Coach Knight. Good luck to you. Continued success.
Yes,
Happy
sir.
New Year. Okay?
Okay, same to y'all. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. When we come back, Dima Mixon's news and notes, and we'll talk about the new bling on his fourth finger of his left hand. That's next as the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Wrapping it up here on a Monday, the second to last day of calendar year 2024. This segment brought to you by DBAT. DBAT is the perfect place to go. Of course, once that calendar does turn to 2025, I know a lot of youth softball and baseball players start thinking about baseball right around the corner, travel ball, and DBAT is the one-stop place that you can go to practice your hitting, practice your pitching. Actually, you can actually contract with some of the pros there that'll get you in shape if you want to execute that New Year's resolution or just get your kids ready for the baseball season. DBAT, a proud supporter of Southern Miss Athletics. Don't forget, you can check us out on the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can download it at Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And we welcome, as one of the sponsors to this show, Mississippi-owned and operated Inda Bay Spring Water. Not India, but Inda, I-N-D-A, Bay, two words, spring water from a natural spring in Stone County. Premium water with unmatched purity. And remember that not all water is the same. Just try drinking out of the Hudson River. if you want to think that water's the same. Inda Bay, available at Corner Market and certain Walmarts. Want to give them a try. Kelly Sander with Dima Mixon. Dima, you're back after a couple of weeks. You've changed a little bit since we saw you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit. You know, Christmas came around and it just changes everybody. Just kidding.
Dima got married, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. We had her on the show right before I left, and the wedding was great, and it was really perfect. And then we were on our honeymoon the last week or so, and then we were spending time with her family in Texas for Christmas. So,
and we joked about the Disney cruise that you went on, you left one Mickey Mouse outfit here at Super Talk and then went to another Mickey Mouse outfit. But you got to go to the Secret Island or whatever.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. I would recommend that to anyone who's looking for a trip. I mean, it was great. And it didn't feel like, you know, kiddie, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
there was kids obviously there, but like there was sections of the ship and like places you could go that were very secluded and adults and very relaxing.
Yeah, too many kids, I would have jumped overboard. and not giving it a second thought.
Yeah.
But news and notes, the Lady Eagles come up big in a conference game against Georgia State. As now we start thinking after this game tonight with William Carey on the men's side, nothing but conference games from here on out.
Yeah, you know, they did. They jumped out in that first quarter all over them, and that's really what set the tone for the rest of the game. They didn't actually win any of the other quarters as far as points-wise, but they started 26-9 in the first quarter, and that kind of let them hold that lead with, Trinity Rowe leading the way with 25 points, and Nyla Jean with 19 points, Malia Grayson with 8, Morgan Sieper with 11, so 73-59 win over the Panthers out there in Georgia State road game. And the Lady Eagles start the conference standings off 1-0. They're going to take on Old Dominion at home on Thursday night. Old Dominion is one of the better teams in the conference right now. They're at 9-4 in overall, and they just got off beating South Alabama 82-59. So both teams 1-0 in Sun Belt play. The Gold Lady Eagles will finish out the week with App State at home. App State is a 5-6 basketball team. They dropped their first conference game. Oh, actually, they won it. They won it against Arkansas State, so both those squads 1-0. Then the men's basketball, as we mentioned, hosting William Carey tonight. Win men's basketball 5-7 overall. They're going to try to get back on track tonight against William Carey. Then they hit the road against two tough opponents. They're going to go to JMU on Thursday night to take on the
Monarchs.
The Monarchs, sorry, excuse me.
No, not
the Monarchs.
No, the Dukes.
The Dukes, yeah.
Old Dominion is
Old
the Monarchs.
Old Dominion is the Monarchs, yeah. They're 7-6, and then that would be their first Sun Belt game as well. And then the Golden Eagles head out to Norfolk to play the Monarchs and Old Dominion on Saturday afternoon for that. So two tough road tests right out of the way for the Golden Eagles in conference play. But as we've said on the show multiple times, conference play is where it counts.
But they have not been good at all on the road.
No.
They haven't. And the league as a whole, and we've talked about this a little bit, that the coach Commissioner Keith Gill, that's something that's turning his hair gray, is how to get this conference as a whole, the Sun Belt, better in basketball from top to bottom. I mean, you had Louisiana was so bad, they got rid of their coach before they even started conference play this year. And when you look at even Conference USA, the different rating services that rate these different leagues, Conference USA is even 4 or 5 leagues better than the Sun Belt.
Do you think it's a geographical issue? Because I just feel like basketball in the South is not as prevalent as it is in the North, which is surprising to say, but I think the South is football and baseball.
I think there's something to be said for that, but the people at Alabama would argue with you. Mississippi State's women's team is terrific.
They obviously have a lot more money pool, but...
True.
But I'm just saying, like, Southern Miss basketball doesn't have the same ring as Southern Miss football, despite what the programs have done.
Yeah, Ole Miss is nationally ranked. Yeah. But again, you're going back to that league.
Yeah,
you're going back to
take
that.
The SEC out of it.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. Hey, a shout-out to Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Mardi Gras coming up not too long from now. All the parades that will be taking place there. You can start your day with beignet and fresh coffee, hot or cold. Students will be coming back to town in a couple weeks. That's one of their favorite places to hang out, study, and to play board games. Thanks to Mobe Beignet Company for their sponsorship of this program. I'll be here again tomorrow. We'll be talking with Dave Nichols, former PA announcer at Southern Miss. And he goes back a long time in the Southern Miss sports program. Dave Nichols will be our guest tomorrow. We'll recap the Southern Miss William Carey game as well. Dima's got the day off tomorrow. Jeremy Graves and I will be here for Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Jeremy Graves. I'm Kelly Sanner. Thanks for joining us. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, as always, Southern Miss
to the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.